The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Reaching your full potential. And I want us to know that you and I have been designed to make progress and advancement in life and in destiny. God has created us to soar like an eagle. God did not create us to be on the floor. He has created us so that we can constantly make progress and advancement. And we can see that in Matthew 11, 11. The Bible says, there it says, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Meaning that every one of us, God has created us to be great in life. God has created us to be great in life. God has deposited so much potential in us. And the plan and purpose of God is that such potentials are fully maximized. And I also want us to know that within us lie the redemptive deposit that make us greater than the Old Testament saints. And we can also see this in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. The Bible says there, says, in him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. So God has put so much in you and I. God has put so much in you and I. And God wants us to realize, to maximally utilize that potential that he has given to us. Tell your neighbor, maximize your potential. Maximize your God-given potential. You are not sure, you are not confident enough. Say it confidently. Maximize your God-given potential. Also, I want us to know that reaching our potential is not a destination. It's not a point where we get to and say, okay, yes, we are finally there. Reaching our destination is a path. And that's why the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, says that the path of the just is like a shining light. Does it just shine and stop? Does it just shine and stop? I'm asking us a question. The Bible says that it shineth more and more. That means a righteous is expected to keep shining brighter and brighter and brighter. So this goes to tell us that reaching our potential is not a destination, because there is no, like God's servant has told us before, he said the room for improvement is a room that can never be filled. Because there will always be need for improvement. And so the same thing applies to each and every one of us. Our potential, reaching our potential, is not a destination. It's a path, and we need to keep reaching and reaching and reaching and reaching. There is no end to the fullness of the potential that God has placed in each and every one of us. And so we must not be just satisfied. Maybe you are at a particular point in the realization or in reaching the potential that God has given to you. I want you to know that that's not the end. There is still more. There is still more that you can do. There is still more that God has deposited in us, and we must continually make sure that we keep reaching that potential. I pray the Lord will bless us mightily in Jesus' name. Like I said earlier, there is no limit to the fullness of God's potential in you. So that's why you cannot just stop at a point. You have to keep reaching. You have to keep reaching. There is more. There is more. So quickly, we are looking at important facts about your potential. Number one, there is a massive deposit of potential in you. In fact, this we can't stress it enough. We can also see that in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Bible says, according as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. You can see clearly that God has deposited so much in us. Bible says, according as his divine power had given unto us. How many things? How many things? So it means that God has massively deposited enough potential for us. And we cannot just allow this potential to lie dormant. We have to make sure that we maximize every potential that God has given to us. Number two important fact about your potential is that no one is totally empty of potentials. No one is totally empty of potentials. And you will agree with me, looking at the parable of the talent, the Bible says that one was given five talents, another was given two, and another was given one. It was never recorded that any one of those servants didn't receive anything. Each and every one of them received something. So no matter what, I want you to know tonight that there is a potential inside of you, and everybody has been given. Yes, you may have it in different dimension, in different because of different grace level, we may have it, in different measures. But one thing I want us to know tonight is that you and I have been given enough potential. God has put so much potential in everyone, and no one is potentialless. Tell your neighbor, no one is potentialless. You have something inside of you. God has deposited so much inside of you. Number three important fact about your potential is that your potential are gift from God to you. Your potentials are gift from God to you. And so we must make sure that we keep reaching till we fully maximize all that God has given to us. And I pray the Lord will help us to do that in Jesus' mighty name. Now, there are essentials for reaching your full potentials. There are things that helps us to easily and effortlessly reach our full potential, to maximize our full potential. Number one is high-level spirituality. High-level spirituality. High-level spirituality. Spirituality is one of the greatest assets of any believer in the journey of life. It's one of the greatest assets that any believer can have. And I also want to put it this way, that it's simply having the Spirit of God dwell in you actively, 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 actively. So many people are looking for success, and the interesting thing is that there are easy ways for which we can access success. And one of the easiest ways for us to access success is through the instrument of spirituality. And looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible says, "But God hath revealed unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." A lot of people are struggling to succeed because they don't know what to do. They don't know which path to take. They don't know what actions to take. But from where the passage we just read to us, it shows to us that God had revealed unto them, God had revealed them unto us, by his Spirit. So it means everyone that would realize, that would reach their full potential, must constantly enjoy divine revelation. And there is no way you can enjoy divine revelation if you are not spiritual. There is no way you can. Now, from where we read, he said, by his Spirit. The revelation is by his Spirit. So it means if you are not spiritual enough, there is no way you can hear. There is no way you can establish an effective communication with God. And there is no way you can enjoy divine revelation. You and I will agree. You agree with me that this commission is standing as a result of divine revelation. Every successful man and woman are men who have enjoyed divine revelation. It's really very hard for anybody to accomplish anything substantial in life without enjoying divine revelation. Tell your neighbor, you need to be spiritual. You need to be spiritual to enjoy divine revelation. So there is need for high level of spirituality if we want to reach our full potential effortlessly. Now, we can also see from Scripture that Joseph reached his full potential as a result of spirituality. Now, the things that Joseph accomplished were not things that was based on his academic qualification or based on his wealth of knowledge. They were things that were, based on divine insight, divine revelation. For him to have been able to successfully interpret the king's dream, and then all of that wisdom did not come from any academic school or certification. It came as a result of divine revelation, and we can enjoy divine fellowship with God via His Spirit if we are not spiritual. So this is the more reason why we need to engage, or we need to ensure that we keep a high level of spirituality for us to be able to reach our full potential. We can also see in the Bible regarding Daniel. Daniel became relevant to the government of Babylon for 65 years, and this happened on the platform of spirituality. At a point when the king said, "Oh, call all the wise men. I want you to tell me the dream that I dreamt and the interpretation." You and I know that there is no school where they teach people how to understand someone else's, how to be able to pick someone else's dream without the person sharing it, and for you to even be able to interpret it. These are divine occurrences, and there is no way Daniel could have achieved that without the high level of spirituality that he had. Also, we can see in the case of Nehemiah as well. Nehemiah rebuilt the wall of Jerusalem in 52 days, and this was possible because of high level of spirituality. He enjoyed divine revelation. God was divinely directing him on what to do part time, and as a result of that, the wall became built. Despite the challenges, despite the opposition, the divine revelation, the divine assistance that he enjoyed as a result of his level of spirituality gave him success in accomplishing that task of rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem. I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' mighty name. You cannot afford to sleep. You cannot afford to sleep. You and I have to be spiritual for us to be able to enjoy, or for us to be able to reach our full potential. And we can see in Romans chapter 12, verse 11, the Bible says, "Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit. It means you have to be spiritual. You have to be spiritual. You have to be spiritual. If you want to reach your full potential, you have to be spiritual. In fact, we have been told severally that the spiritual rules the physical. So if you want things to work well for you in the physical, then you have to go to the spiritual to orchestrate that. And that's one more reason why we have to make sure that we maintain a high level of spirituality. There are factors that enhances our spirituality. One of them is daily Bible study. Daily Bible study. Daily Bible study. The Bible says in 1 Peter that we should desire the sincere milk of the Word of God, that we may grow thereby. For us to sharpen our spiritual antenna, the Word of God must be fed on a daily basis, constantly on a daily basis. And this will help us to be sensitive, to understand, and to be able to pick divine signals. Second factor that enhances our spirituality is regular attendance in church. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, "Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." It's very, very important that if we want to grow in our spiritual life, we need to make sure that we constantly attend we are regular in the house of God. We are in attendance in most of the services as much as possible, because in the house of God, the word of God is being taught. There are prayers that are being prayed. So many things. Every service is centered towards salvation of soul and the growth of every believer. And so this is one of the reasons why we cannot afford to just leave ourselves or exempt ourselves from being in the house of God. Another factor that enhances our spirituality is regular fasting. God's servant has told us severally that to fast is to last. Reaching our full potential is not a child's play. It's not something that comes easy. It's not something that you just stop and then you have it. No, it requires a lot of force. And fasting is one of those things that empowers us and gives us the authority and the power that we need to be able to realize and to reach our full potential. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." So we need to regularly engage in fasting to receive strength, to be able to realize and to reach our full potential. And lastly, under the factors that enhance your spirituality, is living a holy life. Living a holy life. Holiness is very, very, very paramount and key. The Bible says, "Be ye holy as I'm holy." That's God telling us from His word. He says, "Be ye holy as I'm holy." Holiness is key for us to enjoy fellowship with God. Bible made us to know that our God cannot behold iniquity. There's no way God can divinely lead you. There's no way God can reveal secret to you when you are not living a holy life. So for us to grow and to have a robust spiritual life, we need to make sure that we live a holy life, a life that is pleasing to God. And I pray the Lord will help and bless each and every one of us in Jesus' mighty name. Secondly, under the essentials for reaching your full potential is possibility, having possibility mentality. Having possibility mentality. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, the Bible says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Having possibility mentality is extremely essential for each and every one of us in reaching our full potential. It is extremely important for us in reaching our full potential. We can also see that in Genesis chapter 11 verse 6, the Bible says, "And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do." If you look at the previous verses, it was talking about how the people came together and they said, "Oh, if we could build a tower, then we'll be able to directly reach out to God." And because they believed it, they conceived the idea, they believed it was possible, and God made us to know that, yes, so if nothing is being done, these people will realize that which they had in mind. The idea they have conceived, the vision they have conceived, that which they have conceived, they are going to realize it. So it means that it's extremely important for us, if we are going to realize our full potential, to have the possibility mentality. To have the possibility mentality. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 says, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." Now, this is one of the mentality that every believer must have in order for us to reach our full potential. We must have the mentality of, "I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me." And until you change the way you think, you cannot change the way you live. Until you change the way you think, you cannot change the way you live. If you don't believe that your full potential is achievable, there is no way you can achieve it. If you don't believe that the business idea God has given you is achievable, there is no way you can have it. So we all must have the possibility mentality in order for us to realize our full potentials. Romans chapter 2, 12 verse 2, the Bible says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So it means we must constantly renew our mind, and we must exhibit positive mentality at all times if we are going to realize our full potential. Proverbs 4:23 also says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." We must not allow impossibility mentality to rule our lives, to decide our actions, to decide the things that we need to do. If you're going to realize your full potential, then ensure you have the possibility mindset. Now, God said in His Word, He said there was a story in the Bible where somebody came to Jesus Christ and said, "Ah, Jesus, I've brought my son that was sick to your disciples, and they were not able to heal him." And he now told Jesus, and he said, if you can, please heal him. Now, but Jesus told him something. He said, "If you yourself can," that was Jesus' response. He said, "It's not about me, it is you. If you yourself can, everything is possible to him that believes." If you yourself can, everything is possible to him that believes. So you need to exhibit that possibility mentality to realize your full potential. The Lord bless us greatly in Jesus' name. Now, there are key points about your thought and mentality that I want us to know tonight. Number one is that your thought determines your lot in life. Just where we read in Proverbs chapter 4, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, the Bible says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." So your thought determines your lot in life. Your thought determines your lot in life. It's not possible for you to think failure and then automatically stumble into success. No. You have to think success to access success. Second key point I want us to realize is that you cannot think one thing and become another thing. You cannot think one thing and become another thing. Poverty mentality makes a poor man, and success mentality makes you to be successful. There's no way you can embrace poverty mentality and then you expect to be successful, or you expect to be wealthy or to be rich. No. So it's very important that we know this. And the last key point under that I want us to know about your thought and mentality is that it is the Word of God that helps you think aright as you ought to. It is the Word of God that helps you to think aright as you ought to. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 that this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, we also have something that says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." Think on these things. So it means you have to choose to embrace possibility mindset for you to realize your full potential. And I pray the Lord will bless us greatly in Jesus' mighty name. Another essential for realizing or for reaching our full potential is for us to be courageous. Be courageous. Can you preach that to your neighbor? Be courageous. Courage is very important and is very fundamental in us reaching our full potential. And without courage, no one can really accomplish anything that's worthwhile. Now, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, Can we open our Bibles quickly? Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. The Bible says, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from thee to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." Please, can we go to verse 9 as well? Verse 9, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Courage is extremely important for you and I if we are going to realize our full potential. And if it was not so, then God would not have to reiterate that to Joshua. In verse 7, God told Joshua to be courageous. And verse 9, God told him again, "Have I not told you to be strong and to be courageous?" To be strong and to be courageous is extremely important. Is extremely important. And a wise man defined courage as the ability to master and control fear in the right way and at the right time. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the boldness to go forward despite fear. Now, one thing I want us to realize about the life of Joshua is that before this time that God was telling Joshua to be courageous, Joshua has always been a spiritual man. He has always been a spiritual man. And if you ask me, how did I know? The way I got to know is that when he and the rest of the 12 were sent to go and spy out the land, the Bible records that it was Joshua and Caleb had a different report. They were not seen the way others were seen. And one of the things that influenced their vision or that influenced what they saw was because of their level of spirituality. They had an understanding. They had a different understanding. And this is not something that is accessible by just human understanding. To be candid with you, there were giants in the land. But you know, because of their level of spirituality, they were not seen based on the giants. They were seen based on the God that they have. And then God telling him in verse 7 of Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9 to be strong. It means, yes, spirituality is very good, but we also need to be courageous. Because there are times that God will give you instruction to take action that will help you, that will help in realizing your full potential. And if you are not able to, there's no way you can really realize this. I will share a story that happened personally to me while I was on campus. Before I get an admission to the university, I was attending a campus fellowship. And as a drummer, I went there and said, "Okay, I want to join the choir." And lo and behold, I met a very wonderful and anointed drummer and highly skilled drummer. And anytime I look at him play, I'll just be like, there's nothing I want to play again. Because looking at the way he was ministering to people, I felt like, no, my ministry has not reached that level. But there was something that happened. Usually, he would come here and say, "Kenny, once it is offering time, come and play for the offering." I said, how can I come and play for the offering here? I don't want to embarrass myself. I was not courageous. I was afraid of failing. I was afraid of making mistakes. And this is exactly what I do. Once it is time for offering, usually I sit very close to the drum and then I keep observing and keep observing. But once it is time for offering, I'll just look elsewhere because I don't want to make any eye contact with him. Sure, if I make an eye contact, he will just signal to me and say, "Kenny, come. So I deliberately did not make any eye contact with him. But he said something one day. He said, "Kenny, if you continue like this, you will not get anywhere. That was in his word. If you continue like this, you will not get anywhere. So you have to, step out of whatever fears that you have. You have to step out of whatever worries that you have and embrace courage. You have to be courageous. You must not be afraid of making mistakes. You must not be afraid of failing. I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' mighty name. With courage, you will move all your mountains. You will cross all valleys and kill every Goliath. This is very... Now, you and I know the story of David. Now, one of the things that made David to step into the scene and then decide to do what others were not willing to do was the level of courage that he had. The level of courage that he had. Because mere seeing Goliath, for some of us that may have seen some maybe clips of videos that just try to illustrate how giant Goliath is. Normally, seeing such kind of creature, you feel like, you look at yourself, you look you look at Goliath again, and then you possibly advise yourself on running. But he's a man that has worked on himself. Despite the fact that he was a young boy, he has built his courage level. So when he saw it, he just saw, this is another opportunity to shine. When you have enough courage, there are situations that comes to you. Indirectly, they are not meant to hinder you from realizing your potential. They are just stepping stones for you to realize your potential the more. But if you are not courageous, you just feel like, I don't want to take this. I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' mighty name. Another essential for reaching our full potential is making right choices. Making right choices. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live. Life is a product of choice that we make. And God has created us God has created us with the power of choice. God is the Almighty God, but He will not enforce anything on you. And that's why the verse that we just read made us to know that despite the fact that our God is the Almighty God, He still gives man the power to choose and to decide for themselves. And what is a choice? Choice is simply the act of making a decision when you are faced with two or more options. It's simply the act of making a decision when faced with two or more options. And every choice we make have corresponding consequences. It can either make us or break us. Every choice we make have consequences, and it can either make us or break us. And this is one of the reasons why it is extremely important that if we are going to realize our full potential, we must make sure that we make the right choice at all time. We must make the right choice. Every choice a man makes has consequence. But what determines the kind of consequence is also the kind of choice you have decided to go for. Now, Joshua was telling the Israelites in Joshua chapter 24. He said, as for me and my household, we'll serve the Lord. But you can choose for yourself whom you want to serve. You can choose for yourself whom you want to serve. Joshua laid down an example of making the right choice. But at the same time, he did not enforce his choice on them. He still led the people to make the right choice. So you and I must make sure that we constantly make right choices for us to realize our full potential. Now, there are five right choices that will help you to reach your full potentials. There are many more, but tonight we'll just be looking at five. Number one is the choice to seek God first in all things. the choice to seek God first in all things. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other things, that is, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now, this is one of the most important choices, one of the most important choices or decisions that any man can make. This decision to serve the Lord, is extremely important if you are going to realize your full potential. If you are going to realize your full potential, then you must decide to serve the Lord. You must decide to seek God first in all things. Seek God first in all things. Seek God first in all things. Another right choice that we need to make is to choose to feed on the right things. Choose to feed on the right things. Don't forget, we have been made to know that God has given us the power of choice to choose what we want. And we are looking at right choices that will help us to reach our full potential. And second thing we are looking at is to choose to feed on the right things. And this means you need to decide on what you watch, on what you hear, and what you give your attention to. This is very important, because if you listen, the Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, "Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it proceed the issues of life." And if we don't guard our hearts by feeding on just anything, eventually there are things that will come out of our lives which is contrary to the purpose and the plans of God for our lives. And this is one of the reasons why we need to guide the kind of information that would digest, the kind of news that we listen to, the kind of songs that we listen to. All of these things have power to influence our actions in a particular way. Praise the Lord. So we must make deliberate effort in choosing to feed our mind, our heart with the right thing. Feeding our heart and our mind with the right thing. And we must only permit in our heart things that edify our spirit man, our soul, and our body. This is very important if you are going to realize full potential. We must choose carefully on the things that will feed on. Number three right choice that we need to make is to speak the right word always. Speak the right word always. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's very essential that we must be careful with our words, because just like where we just read now, it made us to know that death and life is in the power of the tongue, and what we say is the result or is the fruit of what we will experience. Our words affect our experiences, and so we must make sure that we say the right thing at all time. We must say the right thing at all time. In the face of life challenges, we must refuse to speak the wrong thing. We must refuse to speak evil. We must refuse to say bad thing about the situation or about ourselves. Joel chapter 3 verse 10b says, "Let the weak say, I am strong." So when you are faced with challenges, don't say what you see. See what God says. What did God say? God said in his word in Joel chapter 3 verse 10b, "Let the weak say, I am strong." So you should declare what you want to see, not what you don't want to see. And this is one reason why, this is why it's extremely important that we must be careful with our words. We must be careful with our words. There are people that have ensnared themselves and are not able to realize their full potential because of the word they have declared over themselves. Some have declared that, no, they can never be anything. And because of that singular word, it keeps haunting them. Now, where we read in Proverbs says, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So you cannot say one thing and then you expect a different result. I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Another right choice that we need to make is to choose our relationship wisely. Choose our relationship wisely. When God wants to bless a man, definitely he will send a man. And if the devil wants to destroy a man's life, he will also send a man as well. So it means we have to be very careful in choosing or in making choices when it comes to our relationship or our association. It's extremely, extremely important. So we must be careful in choosing wisely. Good relationship brings preservation, but bad relationship definitely brings destruction. So we must make sure by all means we avoid the wrong relationship. If you want to realize your full potential, you cannot be a friend of everybody. You cannot be everywhere at every time. You have to choose wisely the right company, the right friends, the right relationship, the right association that will help you in realizing your full potential. And lastly, is that you need to choose your environment. Now, your environment is the place God has chosen for you to thrive. And you need to stay in that environment for you to be able to realize your full potential. The issue of making choices or deciding on your environment is a critical choice that everybody needs to make carefully and with divine assistance. And why did I say that? We'll look in the scripture that God told Isaac in Genesis chapter 26 verse 2. Genesis 26 verse 2. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Now, in Genesis chapter 12 verse 1. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Praise the Lord. From the two verses we have read now, it's almost like word and opposite. So it means you cannot make this kind of decision by just using your human idea or understanding. Isaac could have made a wrong choice if not because he engaged God in making that choice, in deciding where to be, the environment to be part time. And because of that, the Lord blessed him in that land. So there is a land that God has destined you to thrive, that God has destined your potential to come to limelight, but you need to identify and know that environment. You cannot say, because everybody is going to this particular place, then, okay, me too, let me go there. No, there are so many people that have destroyed their potential completely. They have ruined it. Why? Because of misdirection. Because they felt, because this place looks like a greener pasture, let me just go there. Without being led by God, we cannot make decisions on the environment that we need without the help of God. It's extremely important. From the two verses we have read now, it means it's only God that can divinely guide us and lead us to where the potential that he has placed inside of us will come out, will be fully maximized, will be fully reached. So we must be careful and we must engage God in making this choice, because it's a very, very important choice to make. prior to the time God told Abraham to leave his father's country, there was really nothing significant about his life. But immediately he relocated and moved to the place where God asked him to, things turn around. The same thing happened to Egypt, to Isaac. Perhaps if he had gone to Egypt, I'm sure things would have not worked out the way God wanted it to work. And that was why God told himself and said, stay here, don't go to Egypt. Stay here, this is where I want to prosper you. So there is a place of prosperity that God has designed for everyone. And we need to carefully, with the help of the Holy Spirit, understand it, find it out by divine direction, and stay there. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' mighty name. So can we run through all that we have discussed tonight? Reaching your full potentials. What are the essentials for reaching your full potentials? Number one is
what?
Number two is what? Number one. Number two is possibility mentality. Number three is what? And number four is what? Make right choices. I pray the Lord will bless us mightily in Jesus' name, and the Lord would empower everyone to reach their full potential in the name of Jesus. No one's potential will be undermined in the name of Jesus. The devil would not be able to cover your glory in the name of Jesus, and you maximize the God-given potential to the fullest in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.